722.
Well, the Skins got off to a fast start yesterday, gave us a little hope, but it was followed by a fast fade. Joining us live this morning, Redskins Hall of Famer John Riggins. That was a tough one yesterday, John.
Yeah, actually it was. And actually, though, if I may correct you, the fade was really just kind of all at once at the end. I think it was about 3 minutes, and it just went the other way.
It did go south.
Yeah. Hey, John, what happened there? Some think that they went from, you know, a good mix of play calling in the first half to too many passes in the second half.
You know, that's always a tough call. I mean, you know, everybody thinks that Roy Helu is really, you know, he's arrived. And he's playing well, there's no doubt about it. But look, in this league, you have to be able to pass the ball. And you might think that just because, you know, that you've got a guy that's running the ball well, Roy Helu isn't going to win any football games for you. Maybe he'll keep the other team from scoring if you can make a few yards and you know, and move the chains a little bit and take time off the clock. But you got to be able to throw the football. I mean, everybody knows that, and particularly in this day and age in the NFL. So I can't really fault anybody for their decision-making in that regard, because if it was all going to be Roy Helu, I feel confident the Jets would have shut him down. You're just looking at bad decisions, not just by the players, but by people above the players as far as who is on the team. And particularly, we go over and over this again at the quarterback position. And you really have to hold somebody accountable, because they tried to look everybody in the eye and tell everybody they had big league quarterbacks at the beginning of the season, and they're paying them the league minimum. I don't know in any other business, and it's an economical fact, and I'm not an economic guy, that you do the paperwork on this. You're patently lying to people when you tell them that, and that's what you have. I mean, what we have now is, it's time for John Beck.
Oh, no, don't say that, John. You had to do that?
I'm gonna ruin you guys' Christmas.
Scaring us now. Hey, now we also...
I'm only teasing about that, but I mean, seriously, they don't have many choices here. You know, you're looking at Minnesota Vikings. Maybe you can pluck them, and maybe the Eagles. You win two more games, but it's... You think. I mean, you just don't see it now. Not that you did, not that I have. But, you know, if you want to be optimistic, you can look at last week, and then you look playing the Cowboys close, but... Truth of the matter is you know, they had a position, as Shanahan said, they were in a position to perhaps win this game, but ultimately not really, because even though the Jets aren't the greatest team in the world, they're still considerably better than this team.
Now we also have the two players who are about to be suspended, Trent Williams and Fred Davis.
Yeah, that's something they have to consider. I mean, you know, let's not get on a moral high horse, at least I'm not, and, you know, and criticize these guys, but basically this is the league rules, and if they wanted to go and do something else, and, you know, that's the choices they made, which also is a reflection on the kind of players potentially they will become. But I don't think it's anything that, you know, can't be corrected over time. But truthfully, I don't think Trent Williams, I mean, what I've seen so far, he's got the BUST written all over him in my book. Davis, he's been playing well, but keep in mind, he makes all these plays. You got to give Kyle Shanahan some credit here. He's devising pass patterns where Davis is standing alone by himself. Now, he did make a nice catch, but it was ruled out of bounds yesterday. But, you know, who's to say that Chris Cooley, if he were healthy, he wouldn't have the same kind of numbers.
All right, John, we'll get some salve and stuff and try to take care of this bad rash we have, and we'll talk again next Monday.
We'll do that, and then maybe we'll get in a better mood if they can beat somebody.
Sounds good. Redskins Hall of Famer John Riggins with us here on WTOP.